This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
Chris Carlin's good looking, too.
See? Wow, I couldn't even start without you lying.
Is that right?
Thank you, Marshawn, because that's the perfect question. We know you don't think Carlin's good looking.
Well, that's
so this
untrue.
Is sure you're a liar.
No. Now, he might be a little heavy, but he's a good looking man.
You don't think that?
I do.
No, you don't. You don't.
Carlin
Chris doesn't.
Think that.
Sorry, Don?
Carlin doesn't think that.
Carlin definitely doesn't think that.
We'll bring it up to him when we close the show.
All right.
ENN tonight sponsored by the WPT Online Borgata Series, powered by Party Poker U.S. Network. Your free $45 satellite entry ticket is waiting. Go to BorgataPoker.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and in New Jersey to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-GAMBLER. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You won't see any nose hair on me thanks to the Brett Favre trimmer.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I wish you loved the sport like I do.
But Michael like comes out and basically just proves the point.
No,
it's like he wanted to give everyone a nod, like the nod that yes, he's lying.
No. I believe that Chris is a handsome guy.
Can you give us an example of someone you think is ugly?
Yeah, I need to know.
That's a good question.
How about that fellow who hosts for the NFL Net with the Red Zone?
No, he's got big ears, but he's a good-looking guy.
But good-looking also. Okay, cool. Let me try to. Who could I ask about that we know is like proudly ugly? Don, anyone coming to mind that you just know they don't even mind it? They like it.
George Mirazon.
Chris, we know. Mirazon. You think Mirazon's a good looking guy?
No, he's not. He is not good looking.
Right, but you're never going to see Mirazon, so that's safe. Is Mirazon still with us? Oh, what about the guy on the Mavericks, the giant on the Mavericks?
Eh, not handsome. But who am I to say? Because I'm ugly, so, I mean, who am I to, like, be... I'm shocked that you would cast aspersions on people's looks when you're hideous in your own right. So am I.
First of all, I'm not hideous.
Yes, you are.
I'm not hideous.
Okay.
Hideous?
Well, maybe your mirror is different than the one I look at.
On the scale, again, you just... Not only do you think Gary's good-looking... You're saying better looking than me, for sure.
For sure, yes.
Because you say I'm ugly.
Hideous, I said.
You know what's happening here, don't you? You know what he's angling. He's angling this segment end up on the Stern show.
Yeah. I don't know if they're paying attention like that right now, though, now that they're doing the show from the house. Are they really dialed in? I don't know.
No, Gary is. I think
you don't think JD is?
And by the way, anytime I've ever come up in a cursory way on the Stern Show, they have no idea who I am, even though I...
Well, now they'll know because you call Gary ugly.
I mean, you think I hosted Howard's wife's benefit for the North Shore Animal League multiple times. No,
I saw once. You were very good.
Yeah, and actually...
And I actually saw Howard laughing at some of your jokes.
I know.
I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
He told me I was terrific.
I spent the whole night staring at him. That's what I did. I didn't have the guts to even say hello.
You think he's a good-looking guy?
Yeah, he's got beautiful eyes.
Howard Stern, you think, is a good-looking man?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he's an attractive guy. I'm shocked that you would cast aspersions on people's looks when you're hideous in your own right. Can you go on with sports, please? You're starting to annoy me.
This is so upsetting. No, it's so upsetting what's happening. Let's hear from Keyshawn Johnson.
He's good-looking.
What's the morning show called? Yeah, he is. What's the morning show called?
The Michael Kay Show.
That's right. Here's Keyshawn on the K Show saying...
They call it the
Keyshawn,
K Show.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin talking about where OBJ could end up.
When OBJ's mind is right, he's right.
Oh,
he's one
yeah.
of the best dudes going,
no
right?
No doubt.
Never mind the antics. Never mind the hair and all what went on here in New York. don't. I'm just talking about a pure football player that can help your team win. If you're the San Francisco 49ers and there's a conversation to be had, you may want to have that conversation with Cleveland and see if you could kick those tires. If you're the New England Patriots, you may want to see what that is. You may want to just kick that tire, because guys like OBJ, when you get to winning programs and positive coaches, you tend to flourish under that, right? I mean, you just do. When you think about New England for a minute, let's stay on New England.
Okay.
You think about guys like a Randy Moss or Corey Dillon. People thought that they were basically on the scrap heap, in the trash, and they were no more good. They go to New England and they're world beaters because when you win and you believe in a coach that, in a formula that works, it's a miracle, isn't it? It's like a guy has died, gone to heaven, and come back twice. And so when you talk about OBJ in New York, possibly again with the New York Jets, they need a receiver to help a young quarterback. You talk about that. I'm just telling you, teams that need receivers like this, if in fact he's ever on the trading block or whatever the case may be, those teams value wide receivers bad to help those quarterbacks.
I'll tell you what, Peter, if you play a longer cut, his name will be on the show, too.
I know, that's a good point. Now, when the thing I didn't like about the cut was, he said, when OBJ is right, you know, he's right. When is he right, though? I mean, now, he has not, since he's been in Cleveland, he hasn't particularly been a problem of any sort, but he hasn't been good either.
You know, I thought that Jeff Van Gundy
said, looked like Odell.
Jeff Van Gundy said something yesterday that I will use forever if I do the show another 20 years. If it's a players' league, you know what? The players have to be blamed sometimes. It can't always be somebody else. Maybe it's OBJ. We're always blaming Eli not getting him the ball. Now it's Baker Mayfield. Maybe it's OBJ. If you want to be a players' league and you get all the credit, then you got to get some of the blame.
And also, when his mind is right, I think is when they're winning.
That's what I mean.
When he's on a winning team, that's why New England is so intriguing, because I think he would be fine, no antics, because I think this guy wants to play in a Super Bowl. I think this guy wants to win a championship. And what comes with that? When you're stuck in Cleveland, I think he'd be fine with Cleveland if they were winning, but losing, no good. That's why I'm not sure the Jets would be a good fit, because there's still a lot of rebuild they have to do, and I don't think he'd be happy while they were doing that.
Under construction since 1868.
San Francisco? New England? Baltimore?
By the way,
Kansas City?
New England becomes really sexy if, like, 6 weeks, in several weeks, it feels like Cam Newton's team. Like, Cam's winning games, and it's starting to feel like... Because I do think you not only need a winning team, and granted, maybe Belichick's the X factor where it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, but generally speaking, Don, wouldn't you agree? He's got to go to a place where not only is the team good, but it's good around an established leader quarterback, where they know the pecking order. You're in Kansas City, you're on Patrick Mahomes' team, period. There is no talking. If there's a problem, you're the problem. It's not Mahomes. So that's why I don't love him in New York, because while Darnold desperately needs, as Keyshawn put it on our show yesterday, a guy. He needs a guy, and Odell is that guy. If it doesn't work out, he's going to turn on Sam in 2 seconds. And then where'd you get? The locker room's in worse shape than it was previously.
Yep.
So, we'll see. Let's move along, shall we?
Shall we?
Michael?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito?
Not good looking.
Okay. I watched Twins again the other day. Not a bad movie. DeVito underrated, in my opinion. My humble opinion.
Great actor.
Big fan.
Great actor.
And is there any better couple in the history of Hollywood than DeVito and Perlman?
Yeah, Lucy and Desi.
No, they didn't make it.
Yeah. They didn't make it.
They didn't.
They didn't.
What do you mean they didn't make it?
They got divorced.
Yeah, but they started Desi Lu.
True,
the
but Perlman and DeVito in their 70s, still together since 1982.
Okay, great.
You know what? First you praise the ugly, then you hate the ugly. Make up your mind. Let's go to Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, on the decision for the Big Ten to return to football in late October.
The only focus and goal that we've had over the last 40 days was to safely allow our student athletes to return to competition so they can fulfill their dreams of being able to get a world-class education at one of our 14 institutions, but to be able to compete at the highest possible level from an athletic standpoint. And our chancellors and presidents, they have been laser focused from day one to making sure that we create an environment to allow our student athletes to participate in the most safe and healthy manner.
You know, listen, I'm not smart enough to know whether it's safe or not. I'm not. We're not going to get into that. I think it's a rabbit hole that takes you places you don't want to go. They succumbed to pressure. They felt, their doctors felt the best thing was to not play. And then the world started coming down on them. Nebraska started screaming about it. Ohio State started screaming about it. They said they didn't get votes. You've got Rutgers who said it's not a good idea to play. Well, now they're playing. So they succumbed to the money, the television, and all the pressure from all the loudmouth people. Yeah. That's it. That's what they did. They didn't all of a sudden change their mind on COVID.
So wouldn't there be a certain amount of respect if that's what they said, rather than, you know, what the rigmarole that they went through there? I mean, there's going to be some schools in the Big Ten that are going to be playing football games, and their students aren't even allowed on campus.
And everybody in the Big Ten, every school in the Big Ten will test the players every day. But the students who are getting sick at record rates, they're not being tested every day. That's where you get an inequity that's a little problematic and troubling for me.
The NFL has some pretty good news. The COVID tests after 1 week of play did pretty well for the league. The Texans, Chiefs, who played game one of the season, all negative. COVID tests for all players, coaches, team employees after the opener came back negative.
But somebody in the crowd tested positive. Did you know that?
One groundskeeper.
Also some fans.
A groundskeeper who's considered to be a tier three person tested positive. It was nowhere near the players. And if you want to understand what they mean by tier is, when you get to tier three, the NFL is allowed to kill them and just throw them in the ocean.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, no, tier
three in baseball.
Tier one and two, you're safe. Tier three means you're a non-essential human. They will just chuck you into the ocean. No, it means you're nowhere near the players. So, should be a good sign. But by the way, guys, isn't this rapid testing? Shouldn't we already have an update on more than the teams that played last Thursday?
You would think so by now, yeah.
By the way, I was trying to get a rapid test before I went home for the Jewish holiday.
I saw that. How about your mom making demands?
I made some progress with her. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to find one. She actually, turns out, wasn't worried about seeing her. She was worried about some other people that are going to be at our outdoor holiday dinner tomorrow.
So you know what you tell her?
Is a lot of the,
you know what you tell her?
I'm sorry?
You either see your son or you and take your chances or you're not going to see me. All right, Mom? So pipe down. I can't get a test.
No, well, my mom said it wasn't about her. She's fine seeing me, but it was other people.
Well, then uninvite the other person.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I thought they love you.
So, but I looked around. A lot of the places that say it's rapid testing, two things. One, you call them and they have a bunch of caveats that won't allow you to take the test. Like, you need specific reasons or you can't get it.
And you know, he was desperate, Don, to the point that he called me like 2 weeks ago before he went to the Hamptons, asked if I knew rapid test people in New York. Like, I have that kind of connection.
I found it from someone. You know,
then why don't you use the same guy?
So it was a place, and I couldn't get a hold of the place in time.
Oh.
I couldn't get an answer.
Who was the person that had that kind of pull?
Who's the person who knew? I was debating if I should say.
Do it.
I don't. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a facility. Anyone can go there.
You just, Ed Hospodar.
But who's the person that pointed you there?
The person I texted, because, Don, I'll give you a guess. It's someone who I thought, in our circle, who is kind of like nerdy and curious and interested in this way that would potentially, and also connected and would know some place to go. I'll give you two guesses.
Luis Oosterhuizen.
At our station.
How about Rothenberg?
Incorrect. You're not like in a totally wrong wheelhouse.
How about Gordon Damer?
Not a current 98.7 employee. Tom Thibodeau.
Oh. Ruco?
See, this is why Don's name should be on the show. He knows.
No, Rucco
knows.
Rucco has connections all over.
And Rucco's like a medical nerd. We all know how obsessed he is.
He sends me updates on like T cells and stuff like that because he knows I'm nervous about it. I think he thinks he's locked in. He's okay.
So he's the person who
sent me a note yesterday
it.
On Joe Panic. Made me look like a genius on the air.
What did he say?
He just told me the background of Panic dreamed of always playing at Yankee Stadium. In the previous times the Giants were here, he had a concussion.
Yeah.
So this was like a big deal for him. And
that was a bomb hit.
Oh, bomb.
The Titans are going to be having a limit. Titans, as you say.
Right. And I'll never say why.
On that ever?
I will never say why.
Is it similar to Don's reasoning for liking the Trailblazers?
I don't know what Don's reasoning is at the Trailblazers. I will tell you this. I will never tell you why I call them the Tennessee Titans.
I'm starting to like it.
Me too. It's growing on me. They're going to have limited attendance starting on October 4th. So there won't be any fans for their home opener Sunday against the Jaguars. By the way, what a battle. It must have been really hard for the NFL executives this week to decide between tonight's Cleveland-Cincinnati barn burner or the Jaguars-Titans on Sunday. Those are such appealing Thursday night games, but you'll have to wait till Sunday for the Titans home opener against the Jags.
No, that's not fair.
Why?
You're getting the number one draft pick in Joe Burrow, and... Everybody thought Cleveland had a chance to be good, and they've got a lot of stars. No, that's not an awful game.
It's not awful.
It's an awful game, and it doesn't matter because people will watch. But the point is that it's not like they have much of a choice. They get the scraps.
Is it a better game than the Titan game?
Yes. It's more interesting than the Titans, I believe. It is.
No.
Because I got news for you. Air McNair and Mark Brunell ain't walking through that door on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
I want to tell you a quick thing that RJ did. So after we had that argument at the end of the last segment about good-looking, bad-looking, he says in my ear, that's the show. The show.
He said that to me, too.
Like he was like George pitching Seinfeld to the NBC people.
But he's, by the way, he knows the show.
He does. He's brilliant.
We got producers, RJ and Andrew, who are young and really understand what
we're
makes
so both handsome too. And by the way, Andrew is now taken to producing the show from bed, and that's not even a joke. He produces from bed.
Wow, what a talent! Do you think he's wearing pants?
Why would he?
I try every
some
day.
Some people like to wear pants.
Yeah, but I think that most of the time when Andrew's doing the show, he has no pants on.
No, because I've had it.
That's when he takes the pants off.
Mm-hmm.
Right when he's had it, you know.
Look, I'll get behind anything.
Well, let's keep that to yourself when we're talking about like this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
From the world of Not What You Want, Pro Bowl center Mike Pouncey is on the IR and will undergo hip surgery. He is done for the Chargers for 2020.
Yep. That's sad.
You want to talk about a way to completely derail a team's hopes on offense? How about losing their Pro Bowl center week one?
Mm. It's not what you want.
That hurts. It's not what you want. You know what you do want? Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
I'm not doing it this week.
You know, Michael, you're right. Tiger did not have a great day.
No, we call it an ugly day.
3 over when it was all said and done.
8 behind the leader. Why don't you say it that way?
8 behind Justin Thomas, who is the leader after one. Tiger actually had 5 birdies today, but he was just absolutely all over the place. Was a total mess. When asked afterwards,
well, he had like 7 or 8 Humphreys, right?
Humphreys?
Bogeys.
Wow, very good. When asked at the end of the day,
yes, it's mine. You like it?
I do.
Never heard Humphreys before. It's very good.
Start something new.
Titans.
So you mentioned this earlier. I hadn't heard that Tiki had criticized Saquon.
Oh, up and in. On the Tiki and Tierney vehicle.
Yeah, Tiki said Saquon Barkley might not be an every down back. He cannot pass protect. It's becoming glaring, and it's going to be a liability. Recognition is one, and two, you got to go hit a dude. Saquon Barkley is a big man who doesn't want to hit anybody. It's frustrating to watch. He's a great back, but he's frustrating to watch trying to pass protect.
And you know why it's legitimate what he says? Because he had the same issues, and Jim Fassel made him block. They taught him technique, and he became a really good blocker, and that's why he was a three down back. Right now, are you going to risk your franchise quarterback, Daniel Jones? I mean, when he got hit that one time that Saquon missed that block, he could have really gotten hurt. The guy came full steam ahead.
He didn't recognize it.
No, he didn't even recognize
it. That's the thing. It was one thing that if you just whiff on the guy, but he didn't even recognize he got fooled on the play. Tiki is absolutely telling the truth.
You think that he can go ask Le'Veon for help? He's got Le'Veon is much better at that.
Well, Le'Veon has nothing else to do.
I know, and they're in the same building. Anyways, Tiki knew how to respond, though. He was asked about it, and he said, obviously, Tiki's a legend.
Saquon.
Sorry, that's very difficult and a mistake, and I want to apologize for that. Saquon said in response to Tiki, obviously, Tiki's a legend. Done a lot of great things for this franchise. So I'm not going to look at it as disrespect. I'm going to look at it as a challenge.
And that's why you pay the man. That's why you pay the man.
He's the best kid.
That's why you pay the man. You don't want him playing for the Titans.
Well, of all the teams to worry about are the Titans. And by the way, the Titans already have a great running back. They're not looking. Michael, did we tell us yesterday about Josh Donaldson being thrown out?
That was today.
Oh, that was earlier today?
It was unbelievable. He got thrown out in a home run trot.
So he hits a home run.
Didn't like the home plate umpire. Right. So he's trotting around.
And on the trot back, decides to make a point to the umpire.
And the point is he's crossing home plate and then starts to cover it with dirt, you know, out of the Billy Martin playbook. And the umpire just had enough and threw him out.
Let's hear from NBC Sports Chicago.
Another home run. 106.6 miles an hour, and
Josh Donaldson just kicked dirt as he came across the plate, and Dan Bellino ran him on the way by.
Beautiful baseball.
You don't often see people kicked out on the home run trot, but it happened today for Josh Donaldson. Bill Belichick heaped some praise on Russell Wilson today, and also decided to wish Pete Carroll a happy belated birthday.
I want to wish Pete a belated happy birthday. Glad to see that he's just staying a little bit ahead of me there, so I don't have the distinction of being the oldest coach in the league. But anyway, always happy to see another fellow Croatian do well, just not against us, like Coach Saban.
How about that, Peter? A lighthearted Bill Belichick.
By the way, that was Bill Belichick's version of being a comedian. Wasn't it hilarious?
Well, I appreciate that the Patriot media didn't like go crazy laughing hysterically.
Oh, you know what? RJ, can you prepare what that should have sounded like?
Yes.
The media should have done their job. And when someone as serious as Bill Belichick makes even the lightest of jokes, you have to laugh completely over the top.
Yeah, so play the cut again and play the laps.
This might be hard to do. Let's see if RJ can pull it off. It might involve some dragging and moving.
I want to wish Pete a belated happy birthday. Glad to see that he's just staying a little bit ahead of me there, so I don't have the distinction of being the oldest coach in the league. But anyway, always happy to see another fellow Croatian do well, just not against us.
See? But it sounded great. I just think the Patriots media just like checks out when Bill speaks. They figure he's not going to give us anything today.
Right. So they didn't even notice his attempted humor.
Oh, that's.
Oh, that was very
good game
RJ. Thank you. Say it again.
That's a great game this week.
Now, by the way, is that at Seattle?
I don't know. I haven't done the homework yet.
My guess is yes, because Seattle's on the road last week. The Patriots were at home. I'm just randomly guessing. Maybe Seattle's here for two.
Mr. Unlimited. But
that's right. It is Mr. Unlimited. I'm, of course, going to be busy on the late games this weekend. So I hope.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, it is the 8:20. It is your Sunday nighter. Don, that's a dead sexy Sunday nighter. My God, it's
game.
In Seattle.
That's
a game.
That's primetime football.
That's beautiful.
In comparison, it's like tonight's game is a CFL game. In comparison.
I know.
Might as well be like the Calgary Stampeders versus the Toronto Argonauts.
You couldn't be more right. Now, I'm looking here, Don, at the 4 o'clockers. There's only one 4 o'clock game on Fox this week?
Yeah, because but since they went to the 4:25s, there's really not many late games anymore, which kills the red zone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to know what you're – and I'll get into this more on ENN tomorrow when we go over the entire schedule, which I'm taking back because I had so much fun doing it last week with Don. But you have Washington and the Cardinals at 4:05 on Fox, but then there's a Chiefs Chargers game. And Don, you know what the sexy 4:25er is a CBS. Your Jim Nantz Tony Romo vehicle, Don, you would say, has to be 4:25 Ravens Texans, right?
Yeah, it's a nice one. Although the way the Texans played, you just like worry if is that just not going to be?
Are they just going to be terrible?
There's always that one playoff team, right? That takes a huge step back, but because they were a playoff team the year before.
People seem to think it's Houston.
And that team, and because they played so well the year before, they're littered all over prime time, right? Because of how good they played last year. And can't you see them being like a 6-10 team? We're rolling our eyes. Texans on Monday night again. Texans on Sunday night again.
I got to tell you,
though, they can flex out of those games late.
It's not a sexy week for football, though. So,
well, no?
No. We'll go over it tomorrow, Don. But the fact that I said there's a Jags-Titans game and a Bengals-Browns game is sort of an indicator of what there is. I mean, think about the local games. Giants-Bears ain't going to be a pretty game. That's not a game you're signing up to watch if you're not a fan of either
team. But it's interesting just because, you know, the Bears are an interesting team in the sense that you kind of don't know where they're going to fall in this whole thing, right?
But I understand, but Don, if you're not a fan of either team.
Last week.
But if you're not a fan of either team, that's not going to be a great-looking game, necessarily.
I'm with you. I mean, it's kind of a throwback game, but you're right. It's not like it's that interesting to people outside Chicago.
And then the Niners-Jets Niners-Jets is likely not pretty either. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Thursday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.